Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right, the drought is over. B. Arthur has given us the money, and we are coming to you in glorious color. That's right. Good morning, everyone.
Yes!
And welcome to the second thrilling hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything AOL.
Oh, we got mail?
That's right, we do.
You've got mail.
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up in a little bit, I'm going to tell you what one wedding photog who's seen thousands of weddings, what she recommends you never do. You never do, because she's seen it all.
I wonder what it is.
Then we're going to talk The Mandalorian. A cute and kind of revelatory small R episode. You kind of learned a little backstory. Then we're going to play 5 second showdown and more. Yeah. Lex has cute aggression over Grogu from last night.
The obsession just deepens, too. Yes. Oh, my gosh. With every episode of this season, especially.
Yeah.
Oh, so freaking cute.
To put a bow, though, on
You've got mail.
The Katy Perry discussion that we talked about before the break.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's getting some blowback over a joke that she said to a young mom who has three kids and she's 25. I am shocked because usually I'm the one that goes, okay, stop being overly sensitive. And I'm kind of feeling for the mom on this one.
Yeah.
My talkers are not. My talkers are kind of like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And if you're 25, and now these are not my words. I'm reading a tweet. If you're 25 and you have three kids, sorry, you might get that joke. I'm like, wow, my talkers, you're a little harsher than I am this morning. Maybe it's because I'm tired. I'm feeling more compassionate.
Well, you've got mail.
I was thinking about this in the break, and as editors and producers of the show, you know this is going to happen. This is all pre-produced. The choice to leave it in, I think eventually, maybe this season, there might be a great redemption story for Katy. Maybe they'll have her back on. She could say she's sorry. Maybe something like that, but she might not be. You're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, you know, just at some point, and also we're talking about it, which is what they want.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest thing. I'm just wondering, or there may be an editor there that doesn't, you know, want Katy to look in the best light.
The villain cut, as they call it on Drag Race.
Right. That's real too.
Barb wrote on Twitter, hey guys, if you're 25 and have three kids and are not married to any of the daddies, you spent too much time on the table. And Barb is not alone. I got a few DMs saying some little something like that. Barefoot Contessa writes, I would be annoyed if only the viewers on Twitter were outraged, but since the actual mom was hurt by it, then maybe Katy went too far.
Right. That's why I was wondering the instant reaction. What did body language say? Because just hearing it is one thing, but seeing the reaction and how Katy responded. But, you know, Holly, you said she looked uncomfortable, right?
Oh,
she did look uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I'm watching Sarah Beth's video, and this was from earlier in the month. Let us just put context into that we're only talking about now. So
it's popping,
Because it's popping.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching Sarah Beth, the name of the woman who's auditioning. Her body language is extremely, she's folding her arms, her shoulders are hunched. She's very defensive. She's nervous. She's all of these things that's where I said in the last segment where it was like, okay, look at this person's body language. That joke that you just said, Katy Perry, would probably, you could make the emotional assumption, would not be well received by this person. Other people, I'm sure they would have been like, laid down all night. It was great.
That's the truth, right? How they receive it really matters.
Yeah.
Platinum Panda.
You've got mail.
our girl, she's on the other side. She's kind of how I'm feeling and how we're kind of, I think, feeling now. I guess I go against the listener grain. I didn't like Katie's joke. Yeah. That's a joke you make with friends, like Alexa said, not with a young woman that you don't know and a young woman who might look up to you.
Ooh, oh, right.
Sure. Good right.
You know what? I mean, that is the thing. This poor, you know, this young lady, she even said it. She was, oh, if Katie leaves the room, I'm going to be devastated. You know, I'm going to fall down. So that means that Katie means a lot to her. And I can imagine, even if the person telling the joke doesn't mean to be mean, if they idolize that person, I can understand being, as a fan, devastated that someone that I look up to just made fun of me. You know, I'm trying to look at it through that lens. Yeah. Like, what if, like, before Larry Hagman died, what if Larry Hagman made fun of me?
Right. Oh my gosh, that would be a story we'd be telling every week.
Oh, I would be dead. I would cry. I would really cry.
Yeah. Thank goodness he was.
Remember
awesome.
When Howard Stern, when I didn't pick up Howard Stern's phone call and he made fun of me?
Right.
And then I rolled him into voicemail, and then he couldn't leave a voicemail because my voicemail mailbox was full. Then he went on the air and made fun of me about it. But
good,
I deserve
good times.
That.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
But I deserve that one.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Know thy audience. Know thy audience.
And your bigger audience, too. Think about American Idol. Who's watching?
Okay, but let me throw one more thing in there that we say, and sometimes in defense of ourselves, and it's applicable. It is the truth. It's not right, but it's okay, Whitney. You're in these moments, and I'm talking the entertainers. You're Katie. You're Lionel. You know what I'm going to say.
Oh yeah, we've been there.
You're doing these shows without a net.
Yep.
You're in the moment. You're trying to be funny. You're trying to be snarky. You're trying to be entertaining. And you make a joke and it comes out of your mouth like a little diver. And you're like, no. And you want to pull the diver back in before they hit the pool.
Yep.
And you say stuff and you're like, oh, I get it. These, you know, they're trying to make entertainment. And sometimes you say something. You're like, oh, God, why did I make that joke? So there's that aspect
true.
Of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Very.
Ooh. We've all said
that
stuff
fear is
on
very
this
real.
Show. I've said stuff on this show and the other show that I'm like, oh, that wasn't.
Yes.
That wasn't great.
Yeah. It's true. And people have called us out and you have to, you know, respond if, you know, how you see fit. But it's the truth. That's so true. And that's what we want from this judges to, you know, first thing that comes to your mind, you have to react.
You do. Hey, that wedding photo thing, we will get to it. We'll do it toward the end of this hour. But when we come back, as promised, a little TV talk, a great episode of The Mandalorian. We'll tell you why it was great and why Alexis has such major cute aggression. Everyone, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Run to Red this weekend for happy hour, 2 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. So you have today and tomorrow. Great deals like at Red Cow. I love the Memphis fries. Colin gets the ahi tuna tacos. Great deals on cocktails, beer, and wine. And let's talk about Red Rabbit for a second. Are you coming down to St. Paul for an event? Maybe the Fitzgerald or the X? Are you going to downtown Minneapolis for a show? Maybe you're going to the State Theater for something. Well, or the Disney immersive experience. Get to downtown early and go to Red Rabbit for an amazing dinner. Oh, their mostaccioli is amazing. You know I love their cavatelli with the fennel sausage. And start with oysters. Oh, look, we're in the middle of the country. It's hard to get fresh oysters. I don't know what they do, but they're the freshest oysters ever at Red Rabbit. So I've given you two reasons to run to Red this week.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Home at last, snap on the TV. Me and my baby got the stars in our eyes. Gonna let the magic come and carry us away and get a big surprise. Love it Monday through to Sunday. Every morning, every evening. Everybody very happy. Cause the stars shine all the time. There's always something good to see.
Just you and me. You love it.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We can hear you, Rocco.
Rude!
Everything you say, Rocco. Damn it.
Can you imagine having a network commercial that long today?
No, it wouldn't happen. That's only 40 seconds, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's your,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There were minute-long ones or more, a couple minutes, but I'm just saying, even then, wow.
It's a long time. Mm-hmm. It is. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment, everything. This is the way, Alexis. This is the way, Holly.
This is the way.
This is the way. The Mandalorian, biatches. And I'm not calling you biatches. I'm just saying, generally. Mandalorian biatches. Oh, this is chapter 20. Now we will try not to dip too much into spoilerly territory.
Yeah, it just premiered yesterday.
So we'll just talk generalities. What did you think, Lex? General review.
Oh my gosh! I just want to squeeze that little thing so hard.
Look at you! You
want to bite that thing?
You are in love, girl.
Little love nibbles. Oh, my gosh.
The love is strong with you.
It is strong. Strong it be.
What? And we're talking strong about Grogu.
Little Grogu.
Not even Yoda, Holly. She's talking about, not even Grogu.
Oh, my gosh. There was so much cuteness. I can't even. So at one point, he is battling with another child. And it's kind of like a paintball thing that's going on. And he does this move that is just so freaking cute. I just, and then the thing that he had to
Grogu
put on.
Grogu does, everyone. Grogu does. Yeah, he's fighting this kid.
Yeah, then the little tool that he needs to do it. Oh my gosh, they put it on him. And then then the armor, make something special. And that is just, oh my gosh, you know, underneath that robe, he wears like a chainmail mesh.
Yeah.
Which we learned, I guess that was maybe
last
season, maybe, yeah. So that was cute. And then as he's watching the armorer work, as she's working, he has a flashback that was just like, okay. It gives a lot of context to the very first episode in season one and also where he's been. And it's quite a journey, isn't it?
Yeah. It gives a great back. Now, look, not to get too spoilery, but if you have watched the prequel movies, specifically Revenge of the Sith, this episode connects to that. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
Here's the moment, Alexis, I've pulled for you and the listeners listening pleasure. So Grogu is battling this little Mandalorian child. They're having these little exercises, basically with these little paint guns, like Lex said, on their wrists, these little. And Grogu is losing. Like, the kid keeps hitting Grogu with the paint gun, and Grogu's getting pissed. He's like, what the hell? So listen to this. This is.
Don't look at me. Look at him.
Ready. Begin.
He gets it. He gets it.
Grogu, I've seen what you can do.
Oh, God. What a good daddy.
Show them.
So he turns around.
Guys.
Gets ready to aim it at the kid.
Ready. Begin.
And we won't tell you what happens, but like Lex said, Grogu does something. It's so damn cute.
Oh, and his little noises.
I know.
Oh, and then having Pedro Pascal as your daddy.
Daddy. Seriously, Holly. And he's so supportive.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You hear that? He's like giving encouraging words. He's his biggest cheerleader. I know what you can do, baby. He's probably like, yeah, daddy, yeah. I'm going to show them, daddy.
It was just a good. Now you're turning it for Bourbon. returning Mandalorian
pervert. It's hard not to. It's Pedro Pascal under there. Oh, Chase, the other thing.
What?
And I wonder if you're loving this storyline, too. There's a few things going on. It's been kind of a weird season in terms
it
of...
It has been.
Like, where are we going here?
Yes.
But Bo-Katan is having kind of a crisis of faith.
Yeah.
And I am loving where that story is going.
Yes.
So there's multiple things other than the
I'm loving it too.
But yep. It's just, wow, it's just so layered. It's so good.
It's this
it gets
has
so
been
much a, in 30 minutes.
Yeah. And I hear some of the nerds online complaining that it seems a little listless and directionless. I'm like, guys, can you let the season play out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe there's a plan. Like, if we get to the end of the season, and
we're still feeling that way.
We're still feeling great. But, guys, we're not done with it yet. We're three episodes into the season. Slow your roll, people.
This is the way.
Yeah. The Star Wars nerds, I love you. I'm one of them. They're very quick to judge in this Disney era. They really are. I mean, they submitted their judgment on Obi-Wan like after one episode. And I was like, really, guys? Can you let the show unfold the way that the creators wanted it to, and then you can bitch about it?
I don't know.
I mean, go ahead and complain about Rise of Skywalker all you want, right, Holly?
No.
I brought that up on purpose.
I mean, come on. Come on.
I love knowing that movie, because now I enjoyed it. Now, but I got to tell you, looking at it three years later, the writing, you are right. It is horrendous writing. Oh. And Star Wars, let's be clear, Star Wars isn't known for being, you know, Shakespeare. I mean, George Lucas's writing is horrible. It's stilted. It's not good. But
yes.
It's the fantasy. It's the characters. Yeah.
Yeah, but Rise is oof.
I was just offended at how bad the writing was in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, because I was one of those folks. I actually liked The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that movie was taking the Star Wars story in an interesting place, and I wanted them to follow through with that narrative. And then in The Rise of Skywalker, not only did it challenge Hop on Pop for a Pulitzer and complicated dialogue.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Dr. Seuss level.
Yeah.
Okay. But then they had the cop out at the end with Rey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was very feisty and very annoyed by the ending of all of that. I was like, come on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. When we come back, everyone, it's time for a little 5-second showdown. Plus, we're going to give you a prize a little bit later, too.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's a dad joke from listener Connie. How do you tell a girl pancake from a boy pancake? By the way they're stacked.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, we are going to get a new group of dad jokes coming up here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have one, yeah,
keep them coming.
Thank you in advance. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk, streaming worldwide under My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is time to play 5-second showdown.
Very well. You have 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not new.
5-second showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Okay, not new anymore, but we're going to play 5-second showdown. You know how this works. We're going to list off a category, and each of us has to list off, three things in 5 seconds.
Yep.
So here we go. Alexis, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Name 3 heralds of spring.
Chicks, flowers, no rain. What is a herald? What does that
like
mean?
A sign of spring.
Oh,
like for me when
I
lived
guess
in Loring.
It would be rain.
Yeah. So like like when I lived in Loring Park, the herald of spring would be the thawing of the hookers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Holly, are you ready?
Yeah.
They're starting us off easy here. Here we go.
Okay.
Name 3 ingredients for lasagna.
Lasagna, you need the meat to gravy, you need the noodles, and you need the ricotta cheese.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, I got it open. Here we go, Jason.
You got it. You ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Name three rivers that start with M.
The Mojave, the Mississippi, and the Michigan River. Hold on, let me see if Michigan's
a river. Michigan River?
The Mojave, I think there was one in Indy.
And the Mojave is a desert.
Desert. Oh, did I say Mojave? Oh, yeah. Well,
no, they're getting a lot of rain out there right now.
They are.
Said the Mojave River. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. I confused a body of water with a desert.
You know.
Well, you know, I kind of lost that one. Okay, you know what? Oh, well.
Heralds of Spring.
Yeah. The Heralds of Spring. Yeah. Here we go. Hooker. Mojave, uh-huh. Jason. Okay, here we go. Alexis.
Yes.
Name three types of marine vessel.
Submarine, scuba gear, underwater jetpack.
Mojave.
I guess a duck tour.
Scuba gear.
Scuba gear, Lex. I know we play a little fast and loose with this game, but I don't think the judges can accept that one.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. Mandalorian jetpack.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Holly,
mm-hmm.
Name three things you can find in a shopping mall.
An Auntie Anne pretzel, a pair of sneakers, and a water fountain.
Sure can.
Yeah.
You sure can. Holly wasn't lying on any of those. No.
Oh, man. Cheese product. I need some of that right now, even though it's 7:35 in the morning.
Oh, God. That fake molten cheese.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Burns you. Oof.
Yeah.
Burns so good. Okay, Jason, name three countries that have a green color in their flag.
Italy. Oh, my God, my went blank.
Woo! Oof, it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, Italy.
Italy works. Mexico.
Mexico.
Damn it. Nigeria.
Saudi Arabia.
Thanks. Okay, you're proving. Yeah. Okay, Mojave.
Yeah, we can't.
Other countries.
Other countries with maps such as Iraq. Yeah, such as Iraq. Such as.
For those who don't have maps.
those that don't have maps, such as the kids in Iraq, such as. Yeah, I feel so. Okay. This game does have a way of making you feel real not intelligent.
Sure does, and you're on the spot. So even if you do know it, it's like.
And all I saw, my brain would not move from the Rolodex of Italy. I could not get off Italy. I just, my brain could not process another flag, such as. Such as, yeah. Okay. Alexis.
Yes.
Name three excuses for being late to school.
Dog ate my homework, my baby brother wouldn't stop crying, and I forgot my lunch.
That's really good.
I feel like you're calling from experience.
I know nothing of such as.
Okay. Oh, this is dirty. You ready, Holly?
Uh-oh.
Born ready.
Oh, God. I'm just going to go there. Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Name three things you can do with any type of lubricant.
You can rub it, you can flick it, you can lick it.
I love how you went with herbs.
You can grease your chassis.
Hey, look.
Grease a nut on your car. Yeah.
I mean, look.
You know, a nut and bolt, you know? I don't know.
Well, lube was actually. I was thinking about it earlier this morning, you guys, because I was thinking
lubricant?
Yeah.
Why were you thinking about lubricant?
Because we were talking about liquids accepted or not by the TSA.
Yeah.
Peanut butter's a liquid.
Yeah, and I was thinking of this strawberry stuff I used to get over in Europe.
Yeah. That would be considered a liquid.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, I have to throw it away.
Yeah.
It's strawberry.
I spent $50 at Naughty But Nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's some good stuff right there.
Uh-huh. It is.
Oh, my word. Okay. Are we ready to move on here?
We are. I'm ready, Lex.
Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
Name three people with a beard.
Tom Selleck, me, Kenny.
Yes! You have to look within.
Oh, now this is very my talky. Holly, you ready?
Yeah.
Holly, name three Matt Damon movies.
Oh, Good Will Hunting, The Bourne Identity, and another movie that I...
And another movie.
Yeah, that one.
Mojave, about the Mojave River.
That's right.
Wow. What are some other Matt Damon movies?
Air. The new one.
Oh, the new one, right?
I Bought a Zoo.
Oh, right. I bought, yes.
That's right.
There was one that...
Mars.
That's right.
Oh,
the Martian.
Martian.
Oh, right. Oh. What else?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, right.
Right. Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh.
He's been around.
He's been around. Sure Ocean's has. 12.
Oh, geez.
Was that the only one, or was there other oceans he was in?
I think maybe he was in all of them.
In all of them.
He was in all of them. So you just picked 12 randomly.
Whatever.
No, I love it. I was like, it made me think, how many ocean movies are there?
13, I think.
Yeah. Or, okay.
I mean, there are three, I'm meaning.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Whose turn is it?
Here we go.
Yeah. All right, Jason, here we are. Name three sports commentators.
Oh, Bob Uecker, Bob Costas, and Bob.
Say, the Builder.
We had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah. Howard Cosell, Greg Gumbel. Oh, I could go on.
No, but that was great, Jace.
Yeah. I had Cosell. I was trying to say Cosell, and I didn't get it in time. Okay, everybody, that has been 5 Second Showdown.
We're awake now, aren't we?
All right there. Sorry, did you miss legs?
Do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been 5 Second Showdown.
I mean, if our show was a sound, it would be the fanfare in a toot.
That's us.
That's literally our show. That's it. That should be. We just changed our theme song, but let's change it again because that's basically what it is. Okay, Holly, should we give something away?
Please.
Okay, what are we giving away?
Oh, Jason, Alexis, we're giving away a 4-pack of ticket vouchers to Minnesota's Children's Museum. Yes. A 4-pack of ticket vouchers to the Minnesota Children's Museum could be yours if you are the 7th caller, 651-641-1071. Again, that number, 651-641-1071. Caller 7's a winner.
That's right.
Good luck.
When we come back, a wedding photographer is telling you the one thing you should never do at a wedding. What is it? You'll find out next. Hi, everyone. It's Jason for AAA Movers. You looking to move? You looking to move soon? You looking to move within the next few months? Please learn from 10 years of experience. You need to call AAA Movers now. Do not procrastinate because the date that you want, the date that you need, might go away if you procrastinate. 612-588-MOVE. Don't procrastinate, Colin. Or go online at AAAMovers.com. See all the ways that AAA Movers can help you. They can help you with storage. Maybe you need short-term. Maybe you need long-term. They can help you. If you need moving boxes, they can sell you the moving boxes. What I'm trying to say is it's one-stop shopping. I don't like calling 40 different places to move. You don't. You call one place, AAA Movers. Safety, satisfaction, and price guarantee. Boom. 612-588-MOVER. Go to AAAMOVERS.com. Trust them. You don't move every day, but they do. So, all three of us on this program are married. All three of us had weddings of various degrees of size and shape and festiveness. Different wants, different food, different guest lists, size, you know, all that stuff.
Yep.
Well,
but we had a photographer.
We had
someone.
Someone took a picture of you. So I saw this come through and I thought, oh, this is interesting. Because weddings fascinate me for a variety of reasons. I just, what people want at their weddings, what people freak out over, and I'm talking the groom and the bride, or the grooms and the brides, like what matters. It's interesting to me, like what they freak out about. Like I'll never forget, and again, it all goes back to Oprah. All of our life lessons come from Oprah for us. I remember an Oprah Winfrey show where Oprah did an experiment, and she had a producer, a team of people outside of a wedding, and they asked guests the moment they left the reception, okay, at the end of the day, what did they remember? Meaning they had a list to say, okay, do you remember the flowers on the table? Did that make an impact on you? Did this make an impact? Nobody said flowers.
Huh.
Like, I remember this episode going, wow, things that register to the bride and groom that, oh my God, we need it to look this way and I want that light there and that. Guests do not care. Like it doesn't register. And that never left me. Anyway, so this wedding photographer, like everybody else, is on TikTok. I'm sure she has a podcast like everybody else. She was talking about a thing that bride and grooms do, or two brides and two grooms do, that you should not do. And here it is. Here's what she said on her TikTok.
I've photographed about 200 weddings. I think I've only seen about 3 instances of having the groom smash cake in the bride's face. And the very first one that I saw that, the bride got cake all in her eye, basically ruined her makeup. She ran off crying. I didn't see her for like 45 minutes. And they are now divorced. So, yeah, I think it's probably not the best idea to shove cake in each other's faces unless you agree upon that beforehand.
Now, I went to this young lady's, I went to this woman's accounts and looked at some of the comments. And as you can imagine, a big bulk of her comments came from other wedding photographers. And
they agreed.
I would say a good 50% of them absolutely agreed that other than in-laws, this was one of the top 10 reasons why bride and grooms fight or something happens. And it is the shoving of the cake.
Oh,
yeah. We talked about that before. We're not doing that. So we didn't.
We'll be right back.
Did you guys shove cake in each other's faces at your wedding?
Holly, did you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
it wasn't even discussed. It would never have even been a thought to be had.
Yeah. We cut it together, but that's about it.
Yeah, we cut our little cake
and gently gave it to each other.
Yes, and well, I don't even think we did that, and we just had a champagne toast, and that was that.
Yeah.
Well, and let's be clear, the Mathesons had a giant armadillo for our wedding cake, so we weren't to waste that thing.
Right. That's right. But I can't remember if you guys didn't,
we did not.
A little bite. Okay.
Girl, no. Mm-hmm. I had a nice suit on. I'm not getting cake on my suit. Please.
Yeah.
I literally said that to Colin. I'm like, we are wearing some nice suits. I'm not getting blood red velvet cake.
Oh.
The quote Steel Magnolias, it looks like an autopsy. I don't need that cake on my suit.
No.
Yeah. Yes. So, no. But does this surprise you though?
I think that specific thing of shoving cake in the respective faces, I'm surprised that that even happens still.
Yeah.
And if it was spontaneous and they just thought it was funny, I would be so mad. I would be the color of that armadillo cake.
Oh,
that you had, Jason, at your wedding, the butt end. Oh,
I would not find it funny.
No,
you brought up a really good point. I would not find that would not be humorous to me. And if Colin did that, and he would never, let me be clear, but I'm just hypothetically speaking. Oh, no. I would have a hard time hiding my face.
Yeah.
Ooh. Especially if it's like a chocolate cake and that crap's all over you. No.
That's why it's always good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no way. It's always good to talk it through.
Yeah.
You know, because for some couples that works. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, smash my face with cake. I'll gladly take it. And they're happy to do that in front of friends and family, you know?
You know, as a guest, and I know the wedding isn't about the guests, it's about the couple. I get that.
Yeah.
But you know the thing that I wish was outlawed?
Ooh, what's that?
Ooh.
Not drag queens, but what I wish...
Hashtag
drag queens aren't the problem. Uh-huh. What I wish were outlawed? Speeches. Best man and maid of honor speeches that go on too damn long.
What do you mean, Jace?
Oh, my God. I have been to weddings.
Are you talking about mine in particular?
Oh, no. I didn't even. I
thought you were poking at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, our best man went on and on.
Well, Lex, yours is, girl, we don't even remember what happened yesterday. No offense. But
I just thought you were.
I really wasn't poking at you.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
He did go on. But he was
had just
allowed.
Come from Japan.
He came from Japan.
The original Zendai.
Yeah. No, I have been at weddings.
Which not is Alexis's. My son's name.
Not Alexis's. Mm-hmm. But I have been to weddings where it is like the bridesmaids movie. And they tell these stories that have... And I get that not everyone are professional storytellers. Not everyone is David Sedaris. but oh my God, they're just meandering. And it's like, remember when Jessica, do you remember when we went to TGI Fridays and we got, I'm like, nobody cares.
Yeah, it was great. We got those margaritas.
Well, and the stories have no point, no general arc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need an arc. And a lot of times the stories are very inside baseball.
Mm.
So you have to craft a story if you're the best man, best woman, best armadillo in a way that brings in the rest of the folks into the story. And so often than not, you're just like, okay, that's great. Yeah, you had Southwestern egg rolls and you put them in your pants at one time. That was hilarious. Those were great. I'm happy for you. And have a nice life.
And I want to be clear because I don't want to get in trouble again. I am not talking about any wedding on Colin's side of the family. I just want to be, thank you, and God bless America.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I want to be very clear.
Got it.
I am not talking about any member of Colin's family. These are weddings of my friends.
Yeah. Add mine to that list. That's fine.
I have thoroughly enjoyed every time I've ever went to a wedding on Colin's side. Thank you.
I got
to
say, those speeches are my favorite thing about weddings. What are they going to share? What are they going to say? What's the reception? It is one of my favorite things. Yeah.
Oh, God, really, Lex?
It is. Yep.
Oh, God.
Whether it's, you know, butt clench or not, still something.
Okay. I love it.
Which might be next too, huh?
That's right. Butt cleanse, second chance when we come back.